Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go,
man. I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Wednesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, who found a better way to mortgage so that you can focus on making your new house your home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Our good friend Katie Linedahl, the Gidget of Gadgets, is on her way into the studio for our Halloween spooktacular episode. We are all dressed up in our Halloween costumes this morning. Mraz going as an urgent email from Pete the Body Bilotti, namely to make sure that you get your dates in on time for your vacation requests. He's got a large exclamation point taped to his forehead and an email body hanging around his neck. Sam Rubinoff, who's on the wheels of steel, one of the diaper D-aliens, going as George Clooney from ER, looks just like him. Andrew Bogish, dressed as me from 2001, swim goggles and cordless telephone. And I'm dressed up as Cam Newton in a babushka. You can see all the costumes, watch the proceedings for yourself at watchda.com. Now, while dressed as Cam Newton in a babushka, I will attempt to do serious sports takes. Watch. I was waiting for Justin Verlander to own last night. I was waiting for it. Because isn't it amazing when the guys that have done it before and have that reputation as big game guys do it again? Isn't that truly amazing? That's what is truly special. You know, Tom Brady last year against the Rams in the Super Bowl, not all that impressive. But against the Philadelphia Eagles the year before, now that was a big game performance in a monster moment. Same thing with the comeback against the Atlanta Falcons. Following that pick six, Brady was on fire. When LeBron James goes to the NBA Finals and he drops triple doubles and averages 28, 10, and 9, that's what we're waiting for. The biggest stars on the biggest stage playing their best. It's no fun when those guys don't deliver when it matters most. So here is Justin Verlander with a chance to clinch again. He was amazing 2 years ago for the Astros, the final piece of the puzzle. And now he had Gerrit Cole behind him and Zach Greinke. And yet, as fate would have it, the ball landed in his palm on the mound at home, game six, to win the freaking World Series. Who else would you rather have? And some would say, hey, bad luck. John Smoltz last night, hey, you can't help run support and make one bad pitch. So Justin Verlander's winless record in his World Series career, not that big a deal. And yet last night, who was the greatest pitcher of them all? Last night, the greatest pitcher was not Verlander. In that moment, he was not perfect. He wasn't even close to perfect. Steven Strasburg was nearly perfect. Strasburg gets to the ninth inning last night. The ninth inning. Having allowed only two runs in the first outing, when apparently he was tipping his pitches, settled down after that first inning, when the Astros jumped out to a 2-1 lead and you said, well, if they put two up on Strasburg this quickly and gave Verlander a lead, forget it. And yet Strasburg battled way better than Verlander did. This is not to say that Justin Verlander is not a future Hall of Famer. This is not to say that Verlander hasn't had some amazing October moments. And it's not to say that Verlander doesn't deserve respect for his amazing career. It is simply that Verlander hasn't been that good this postseason in that moment. In fact, he's been bad. And you got to call it out. That's reality. Strasburg's numbers last night. And by the way, this guy's been looked at as a bust before. Amazing hype coming out of high school and college. Amazing hype being drafted number one overall by the Nationals. And then being shut down early in that first postseason run. And the Tommy John. Strasburg last night went 8 1/3 against one of the most brutal lineups in baseball. On the road in a must-win. 8 1/3 of two-run baseball. Gave them both up in the first inning. Struck out 7. And did it in a masterful 104 pitches. He went into the 9th inning at just over 100. Verlander, meantime, hit 93 pitches after just 5 innings. And gave up the brutal 2 home runs in the 5th that ran him, including the demolition job by Juan Soto that landed 413 feet away in the upper right field deck. You know, Verlander had a chance in the ALDS to eliminate the Rays. Couldn't do it. He had a chance in the ALCS to eliminate the Yankees. Couldn't do it. He had a chance last night to eliminate the Nationals. Couldn't do it. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm looking for Verlander to be absolute monster last night. I want him in beast mode last night, and he wasn't. He wasn't. Maybe Justin Verlander at this age can't get to beast mode in October anymore. Maybe that's just the fact. He's 36 years old. He's had a renaissance at this point in his career with the Astros. 2 years ago, he was able to go beast mode. This year, not so much. But last night was a moment tailored for Verlander to do it, and he didn't. I've seen Madison Bumgarner. I know Madison Bumgarner. You, sir? No Madison Bumgarner. The Astros might be kicking themselves because Verlander did not do it last night. Because tonight they have Max Scherzer, who was scratched from game number 5 with the back spasms and the neck soreness. And now he's going to play. He's going to start tonight. Wouldn't this be one of the most amazing turn of events in World Series history? If not only the Nationals, who had been front runner underachievers for the last 6 years, have turned their season around so dramatically to have been 12 games under 500 in May and then make the World Series, but face the ultimate adversity, having lost all 3 of your games at home and going back to Houston for game 6 and game 7, facing Verlander in one and Greinke in another, and winning the World Series by taking all 4 games on the road. Can it happen? Well, they got Scherzer on the mound. And how it's set up, it's quirky, it's weird.
That's baseball, Susan.
Scherzer gets the ball in Game 7 on the road, and the Nationals have to like their chances. Would this not be crazy if this is the way the Nationals win the World Series? And also, don't sell me that Bryce Harper is just rooting for the Nats or is emotionally checked out or doesn't care about this. Oh, come on. This has got to kill him. This has got to kill him. This is watching your ex shed 15 pounds, do her hair, get in shape, get an amazing job, and then marry somebody that's 3 times your wealth. I mean, this has got to bother him to no end. His team kept winning division titles and flaming out of the playoffs and never had the guts or the moxie or the grit or the comeback nature. He leaves. He's home. His manager gets canned. And his former team is showing the most guts, the most moxie, the most grit. Come on, let's be honest. When you break up with somebody, the last thing you need to see them do is become smoking hot. The last thing you want is for them to land on their feet and be happy. Yeah, we all say that. I just want them to be happy. No, you don't. Nobody does. Everyone wants to see them grind. Everyone wants to see their ex put on a few more pounds, marry down, have a lesser job. Everybody wants to see that. Makes you feel better. Instead, Bryce Harper is watching his ex win Miss America. And then, you know, sell their company that they launched for like $500 million. That's what he's watching his ex do right now. Oh, I think it affects him. Oh, I think so. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. We'll step aside when we come back. The Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Linedahl, is in studio with us for our Halloween Spooktacular. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We got a problem here.
It's our Gidget of Gadgets.
Glad to be alive. I'm like, oh, no, it's on.
For the latest in sports technology.
I'm like one of Santa's elves.
And ox roast recipes.
I was in the Erie, Pennsylvania mall.
Like, I'm ready to throw down.
Katie Linendoll.
Okay, enough said.
Enough said.
Oh, my gosh, that's the best ever. Who cut that?
She is one of the best guests we have ever had. She is one of our favorites. And on Halloween, we do this for her. It's our Halloween Spooktacular episode where everybody is dressed up in their Halloween costumes. Katie Linedahl joining us in studio. Good morning, Katie.
So glad to be here. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here for Halloween Spooktacular.
What I love is that your costumes are sometimes interpretational.
That's true. It's like modern art.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a circle, but it's multi-layered and it's $5 million. Never get it. Someone buys it.
So we were looking forward to your costume.
Yeah.
Last year you were Sting,
that's true,
the wrestler, but sang like Sting,
yes,
the singer.
Yes, which Sting shared
on
social media. Sting the singer did not.
No.
I just want to drive that point home. My rendition of Sting singing Sting did not make Sting the singer's social media profiles. Okay, I just want to like make that very clear. It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
And yet you have waltzed into our lives today looking amazing as always.
Thank you so much.
You have a turquoise blue hair.
Yep.
You have a sparkly painted face.
Yes.
You have a skin-tight black leather top.
That's true.
And space leggings on.
That's true.
You have Bugs Bunny painted on one cheek.
Uh-huh.
And the basketball.
Yes.
Painted over one eye.
Yes.
And you are going as?
The essence of Space Jam.
The essence.
Yeah. It's deep. It's multi-layered, DA.
Yeah, I can tell. This is the essence of Space Jam.
Well, because it started out as like a galaxy theme. Okay. And then I was like, well, that's not nerdy enough. You know? So we just took it two more layers and just went with the essence of Space Jam.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
What were some of the big songs from Space Jam? Was it a...
Everybody get up. I like to jam now.
Oh,
got
yeah.
Space Jam going now.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Space Jam.
Wow, you know too much of this. I got questions.
Yeah, I believe I could fly.
I thought that was one of them. Yep, okay. Yeah, that was a big album.
I can touch the sky.
Maybe like version 2.0, I'd have like a built-in Bluetooth speaker playing the soundtrack.
Yeah. So were you doing the galaxy theme because we are the mothership around here?
Things were working in my brain.
Okay.
Right? And then it just got real complex. And then, but we did Space Jam. Morash, didn't you do Space Jam the one year?
I was.
3 years ago?
I was Bugs from the Toon Squad.
Yes.
Yes, I was. That's a good memory.
So I think that was in my head. There's a lot in my head. Yeah. But you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Enough about me.
I'm going as Cam Newton dressed in a babushka after one of his post-game press conferences. This was actually what he wore to answer questions. And I said, that is the most ridiculous outfit any athlete has ever worn. He looks like Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm going to wear that. For
her.
I've got a babushka.
A babushka.
A babushka. So, yeah, I'm Cam Newton. in his post-game press conference dressed. Now, this is interesting because I have had Bogus say, who are you, Mario Van Peebles? And then a guy on the newsroom said, what you being, Erykah Badu? And I said, no, I'm not Erykah Badu. I'm Cam Newton. So, I don't know if it's hitting on all target points, but...
But people are asking questions, and that's a good place to be.
Yeah. My question to you, Katie Linadal, is you always go big on Halloween.
That's true.
And you love trick-or-treaters coming by.
Very true.
And what's the plan for tomorrow night?
I'm crossing off a life goal, everyone. This is a big announcement for me. It's the little things in life. And thank you for playing that Space Jam music. Like, right on point. He's like, he had that ready queued up. Like, it was already in the arsenal. Feeling it. Look at that.
You're the essence of Space Jam.
So, there's some big news. I have purchased a home.
Wow! Yep. Congratulations!
I'm not used to adulting. I want to make that very clear.
None
there's been a lot
are.
Of responsibility, a
this
lot
is
of
why
paperwork.
We are dressed up as a movie from the 90s and an athlete in a babushka.
This is true. Full on true. So, one of my life goals was like, do you remember when you were little and you were trick-or-treating and you had the one house that would give the king-size candy bars?
Of course.
I wanted to be that house.
You always wanted to be that house.
I don't have furniture in my new home. Nope. I have king-size candy bars pre-ordered and ready to go.
You got nowhere to sit, nowhere to sleep.
No.
But you said we must have king-size.
Yep, pre-ordered. I got the good stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, you don't mail it in with, like, the Necco wafers. No offense to lots of offense to Necco wafers.
Lots of offense.
I know what kids like, and I'm starting out on the right foot. You know?
And so what did you order?
Oh, it was like the multi-pack.
Okay.
You know, the Snickers, sure. Reese's Cups, Skittles, Starburst, but all king-sized.
Okay. Now, I'm glad you brought this up because our very own Mraz has also purchased a house recently.
Oh, Mraz, what'd you get, man?
Well, hang on. He purchased his house back in the summer and has now finished it off. He's moved in, him and his wife. They're expecting their first child. They are ready to go. And he also had the same thought you did. I want to be the popular guy in the block.
Yeah. And you don't want to get egged either.
Mraz said, I'm going to buy the king size candy bars. I said, Mraz, that's a brilliant idea. You got to do it. You got to go king size. Plant your flag in your neighborhood. So Mraz was planning to do this. And he skimped out and decided to go
with
the mini fun size.
I was talked out of it. Two reasons.
Disaster.
Well, because he's having a child.
Well, that's kind of part of it. Two reasons.
There's budget constraint with the king size.
I would have went all in.
A couple extra bucks.
The problem is, number one, I was told if you go king size year one, you can't ever not go king size again because if you do it and all the kids tell their friends about it and they come to your house the next year and for whatever reason happen budgetary next year, knows what happens with the baby. Now I'm the house getting egged and shaving cream because I've let them out. Number two.
It's like knowing where the luxury tax is going to be a year from now.
Correct. Number two, as I was preparing to go to Costco to make this,
investment.
Yeah, what a hell of a costume.
It dawned on me a week out, and thank goodness I looked at this. Here in New York, it is supposed to be a monsoon on Halloween, and there is some doubt as far as the influx of trick-or-treaters. So I would be stuck with, 50 king-size candy bars, and, I would eat them.
Would that be the worst thing?
He really thought this out.
Yeah, but I think he made the wrong strategic decision.
Yeah, I haven't booked the show well for the last month, but this decision weighed on me heavily.
I'm not sure how I feel about it, though. You want to be everyone remembers
Halloween.
The king-size candy bar giver-outer,
but
okay?
That's the problem. If I don't, and then if I decide I don't, once you decide to go king-size, you can't ever not go king-size.
You're acting like this is like $10,000.
Yeah, really?
I know
you're
expensive. I mean, I grew up blue collar, okay? I get it.
You're right. It really wasn't that.
I still like my extra bucks. I still like coupons. I'm a very generous person, but I understand the value of a dollar, okay?
But next year, if I'm taking my baby out trick-or-treating and now I'm not answering the door and I've handed out king size the year before, it's going to be a bad scene.
What's the monetary difference?
Yeah,
what were we talking about?
You got an Excel spreadsheet on this?
I don't know, but it wasn't much. Like, I spent, I think, a total of $23 to get 200 pieces of candy.
Okay.
And I could have probably spent like $50.
Oh!
So the difference of $27 to be the man on the block.
Dude, your bill rate per hour divided by how much time you spent on this? Not even worth
really?
It.
Really?
You're right. I should have just done it. You know what? Maybe I'm going after work. Maybe I'm scratching this whole thing and I'll go after work.
You know, honestly, if you would have just booked one less guest, which wouldn't have been that hard.
Yeah.
You'd have made up the difference in just spending for the king size.
I still have one more night. Now you guys are making me feel bad.
Well, you should.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll hand out snowballs.
Ew. How many king-size candies did you order for your house?
I got a lot.
Like more than 100?
Yeah, I'm prepared.
Oh, my God.
Well, you also don't want to be the person that runs out. You also remember that person. You can't start off on a high note and then just, you know, hit bottom of the barrel.
How long will you hand out candy tomorrow night?
Oh, that's debatable because I want to trick-or-treat with my nieces and nephews, which, by the way, I always, every year, I don't know about you guys, does anyone trick-or-treat? Or just, like, walk around? Okay, so this is, like, Boston, so there's, like,
trick-or-treats suburbs
area just on the outskirts of proper Boston. I want to see if I can, like, get in there because I'm short. Like, I feel like I could squeeze it in to see if I get, not to, like, I need anything, like, candy. But I want to just, like, I always feel that urge to, like, go to the door and be like, trick or treat, and see if I can get away with it. But then I found, listen to this, DA, real quick. Chesapeake, Virginia, you can get arrested if you're older than 12 and you go trick or treating.
Arrested?
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they've made national news.
They need to get a life.
Isn't that bad?
You could pull this off, though.
I could do it, right?
I think you could, in that outfit where you have the makeup on and the wig.
I'm going to do it real awkward, too, like an uncomfortable. Happy Halloween.
Check a treat.
Check a treat.
The essence of Space Jam.
Yep.
Katie Lindahl.
Yep.
Can I ask what your mom was a costume maker?
My mom's a costumer. Yes.
So you always have multiple costumes. What other costumes will you have this year?
Well, in like I have a whole costume wardrobe, which is just insane. I mean, we're talking like dozens and dozens of custom costumes. So like we go next level on everything.
Will you wear?
No. You can't wear the same thing ever.
No. So the essence of Space Jam is just for us.
No, the essence of Space Jam is just for DA.
And then you also dress up as cosplay throughout the year.
Yeah, and Comic-Con's very big.
I mean, you have all of these cartoon characters, video game characters.
Totally.
Throughout all of the year. So
my mom was engineering. Like, when I was in high school, I had a light-up dress on the homecoming court. Like, it was 10 years before Katy Perry decided to pull it off. Very proud of these inventions.
I would say over the course of a year from just your Instagram, I would say you dressed up at least 12 different times.
Yeah, maybe like at a zero. Like maybe like 120.
Oh, really?
No, but you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe I think about dressing up like 120. But like, it's a big integral part of my life, the cosplay.
And so what other costumes this Halloween?
You'll have to stay tuned on social. I got some ideas.
See, this is why you're a master at social.
Yeah.
Follow Katie Lindahl at Katie Lindahl all social media channels. More with Katie, the Gidget of Gadgets. When we come back, we'll talk about Halloween memories. On the spooktacular episode of the DA Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Mm. I don't know if you know what Andrew Bogish is being. You probably don't because you didn't know me back in 2000. This is supposed to be me in college. One time at a party, I wore swim goggles. Okay, maybe I had one too many. I wore swim goggles. And then
you had one too many before you put swim goggles on and went out?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I went out to the bars, not goggles, but with my cordless telephone before cell phones were a thing.
Oh.
And handed it to people in the bar and said, it's for you, and made the entire bar laugh when I tricked people into thinking,
when
they said hello.
That's
maybe
creative.
Two or three people, yeah. So it was a bit of an off-center sense of humor, but it seemed to be a good talking point. And these guys are clowning me for it ever since I told that story.
Paying homage to you.
And now.
Yeah. Your creativity.
Those are really nice goggles, too, by the way. That's like That's like the rich people kind.
I wouldn't go that far. The problem would be, though, I don't know the last time I used them to actually swim.
Oh.
Yeah. So here they are today.
You look like a welder.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the real nice.
Yeah, so basically, what Bogish, if you're the essence of Space Jam, he's the essence of DA.
Yeah, ooh, of 20-something DA.
20-something.
Yeah.
21-year-old
before he was this cool.
Yeah. Way cool. Wearing a babushka on national radio.
Babushka.
When we come back, more with Katie, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Open now for brunch.
I'll take that. Can that be my sound effect for the show?
Yeah, sure.
Sick.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. GEICO.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more. On car insurance, time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question brought to us by Jim in Los Angeles. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Jim asks, DA, what'd you think about AD's effort last night? Can he carry the Lakers this year? I believe Anthony Davis is the best teammate LeBron James will have ever had, and that includes Dwayne Wade. And I realize Wade is a future Hall of Famer. Dwayne Wade is a legend. This is not to take away from Dwayne Wade, but by the time that LeBron got to Dwayne Wade was 2011, I believe it was, and at that point in time, Dwayne had already started to be a little creaky, wasn't quite as explosive, couldn't quite put it on their backs. And I know this because look at what the Heat were before they got LeBron James and Chris Bosh. With only Dwayne Wade, I covered that team when I was working and living in Miami. They were a lottery team. You know, that's how they got Michael Beasley. That's how they ended up in the lottery. That's how they missed the playoffs or were just an 8 seed, 1 and done. With only Dwayne Wade, the Heat were nothing. With only LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers went to the finals. So as great a career as Dwayne Wade had, by the time he got with LeBron, he wasn't quite Wade of 06, 07, 05. This Anthony Davis had the ability to do what he did last night, 40 points and 20 rebounds in 3 quarters of work. I think that this Lakers team needs to ride AD. AD's younger. AD's going to play a mismatch almost every game. He's still dynamic, can shoot from the outside, can rebound, can score. He's amazing. And it might have been ugly last year in how he left the Pelicans, but he is one of the best players in basketball, and he is the best teammate LeBron's ever had. And LeBron's obviously older, getting into his early or mid to late 30s. Yes, AD's going to have to carry a lot of the load this year. Our wonderful close friend, Katie Linadal, is in studio for the Halloween Spooktacular episode. We dress up here on the show in honor of her because she always dresses up as well. She is going as the essence of Space Jam. It's kind of a galaxy space interpretation with Bugs Bunny and a basketball on her face.
It's no babushka.
No, and I have Cam Newton's babushka on right now, including his horn-rimmed glasses and his hair and his suit that he wore in his post-game press conference after the Tampa Bay loss where he was wearing a babushka. I do want to say that you, on your website, you've got a really cool competition contest for all of our listeners.
Yes, I do. 2 days remaining. Digital costume contest. Everybody's had a great costume in years past. At some point, maybe this year, chance to win. You can find this on my social media, on either Twitter or Instagram, at Katie Linadal. $250 gift card.
Cool.
For the best costume submission, or just for entering or sharing the contest. Maybe you've never dressed up. Maybe it's not your thing. We're not here to judge. There's a $200 prize just for entering.
So you could enter the contest without actually dressing up.
That's correct.
And be in the running for this $200.
That's correct.
But if you send in a picture of all time your best costume.
Yeah, just a great costume. What you think was good.
Of yourself.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, digital costume contest happening now on social.
I like it. Okay.
We didn't talk about Mraz's costume.
He is an urgent email from Pete the Body Bilotti. Bilotti.
It's really funny.
He handles scheduling Pete the Body Bilotti. He sends out these urgent emails that you must get your days in on time to get that vacation. Mm. And that's why there's a red exclamation point on his forehead that kind of looks like it's a dated, slightly offensive Native American hat. But he also has an email, the body of the email, on his body. So you like that.
There's nothing worse than a corporate email. That's why I like this costume.
Yes.
Because anytime you get an email that says, like, per the request of low-hanging fruit, synergize. Dude, don't send it to me. Because that's not how you would talk to me in person. That's not how you go home and talk to your family. Stop it.
Thank you. And that's what Pete does. Thank you.
No, it's terrible. It's terrible. I represent everybody. I can say this because I'm a freelancer.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
What is some of the best Katie Linadal costumes ever?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go down some memory lane here because you have made costumes part of your annual traditions forever. Your mother was a costumer.
Yes, is.
Still is.
Yeah. We have done everything from Alien Takeover. Which was, it was a costume where I was in pajamas and it looked like an alien was coming in, you know, taking me out to Mars. to many R2-D2 variations. Alicia, my dear friend, who is an amazing hair and makeup artist, we've done some great special effects,
she does
too.
Great stuff.
We did a puppet where she had the strings on me and I looked like I was wooden.
Yeah, you were a marionette puppet.
Yeah,
that
marionette puppet.
That one was really good.
Sting, Ric Flair, Roz was one of my strongest from Monsters, Inc. Velma.
You were a great Velma. That
Velma
was for Comic-Con, right?
That was for Comic-Con. Waldo, female version.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Snow White with the red Apple iPhone. That was a good one.
That
was
and
strong.
That is product integration that Katie Linadal does better than anybody.
Oh, I did a Wicked Witch. I did this one project for Grandin Road one year when I was working with them on this Halloween season, right? And they have a ton of really crazy Halloween decor. And they had this Wicked Witch that was like thousands of dollars. Well, they had it in Macy's, like the home run Macy's in New York City, right? In Herald Square?
Yeah.
Okay. So Alicia redid made me that Wicked Witch. And I pretended that I was the mannequin. And then I got to scare people.
Nice.
It was one of the most hilarious shoots because people were terrified, but it looked like spot on in terms of special effects. So that was a fun one.
A couple of years ago.
And then I had can I just sit over? Maybe this is an overshare, but I'm going to say it.
Please.
I had I dressed up as Wicked Witch. Alicia spent like hours doing my costume. It was really good. And then I got an email. Somebody told me I was offending witches.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was like, you know what? Dude.
From the Witch Equality Bureau?
What's up?
Come on.
Like, come on, man. Come on. Like, ghosts, witches, vampires.
That would seem to be still okay, fair territory in 2019.
Right?
You know, you've got to watch out, though, because those witches, they're very sensitive.
Okay, well, something I did not know.
Now, a couple of years ago, you dressed up as the RIT Tiger.
That's true.
You attended the Rochester Institute of Technology.
That's true. And their mascot is a tiger. We don't have a football team. We have LAN parties.
But I do love the fact that when you were up at RIT, right, you met one of our listeners.
Oh, my gosh.
You met the first lady of Trash Tuesday, Courtney, who sends in the best trashes every Tuesday for Trash Tuesday. She's our first lady.
You guys, she was really cool.
She's hysterical.
Like, she's, like, hangout cool. Like, we need to, like, hang out with her.
Yeah. I mean, her tweets that we have never met her, but her tweets are hysterical. Her boyfriend listens as well. He turned her on to the show, and she is just downright laugh-out-loud funny.
I was, like, geeky. Like, when I met her and she started telling me all about you guys, I was, like, I felt like I was in, like, a... Like, I went through a portal, though, because I was very confused at how my, like, DA world clashed with my RIT world. Yeah. And this girl's hilarious. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying we should all go to a Syracuse basketball game.
Totally.
Which has nothing to do with RIT.
Or an Erie Biscuits.
Biscuits? Seawolves?
The Seawolves? No. The minor league team that always does everything, and they change their name every couple of...
Oh, were you thinking of the Pepperoni Balls?
Yeah, right.
The Erie Pepperoni Balls? Yeah. That was a good one-off. That's one of our coveted entrees.
We'll do the minor league baseball
in Erie.
Game when they're the Pepperoni Balls. What's your take on candy corn? It's a very polarizing subject.
Why is it a polarizing subject?
Because some people love it, some people hate it.
No way. Candy corn isn't as polarizing as like Peeps.
What do you think about candy corn?
I'm obsessed with candy corn.
Ew, gross. I can't believe this.
Are you serious?
Candy corn's disgusting.
How could you not like candy corn?
Oh, it's so gross.
You're
what
acting
is
like
it?
It's like a Tootsie Roll.
What is it? What's the flavor?
I don't care. It's probably totally GMO, but I'm into it.
No, I'm not asking about what's in it. I'm asking what's the flavor? Is it corn?
It's like the White Mystery Airhead. You just go
it's
with
candle.
It. You don't question it.
It tastes like candle.
It tastes like candle. Candle.
Did you just knock a Tootsie Roll in there?
Yeah, that's junk. I don't want Tootsie Rolls. I don't want Necco Wafers.
But you want candy corn?
D.A., you've made this up. You've invented a problem that only you have.
No. Don't you hate candy corn?
Candy corn gets your house egged, Katie.
Well, you don't hand it out in a handful.
People hand it out in Ziploc bags, and your house gets egged.
Where are you trick-or-treating? That is not true. No
I used
one
to get it when I was a
kid. Candy corn in a plastic Ziploc
bag. Yes,
I have. That is shady. Would you get the apple with the razor, too?
No, it happened when I was
a strong follow-up.
West Babylon, Long Island. We had a couple of those houses.
Well, I don't know what's happening there, but maybe you should hang out with this Chesapeake, Virginia that jails people if they're older than 14 for trick-or-treating. Jeez.
By the way, did you ever hear the story that Mraz used to get flour socked on Halloween? He would go out and the older kids of the neighborhood would put flour in a sock, and they would beat him with it.
Ruin Halloween. This for real?
Yeah.
This is terrible.
It was Halloween, in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Halloween 2001, 2002 was bad for me. I ended up staying in until 2005, and I came out.
Wait, you're being serious? This is so gut-wrenching. Why are you laughing, Dean?
Yeah, when I was like a freshman in high school,
I like to tell this
or
story.
Or eighth grade, the seniors came out, and they found me in the neighborhood, and I was a pudgy little boy, and they took flour in a sock.
So gut-wrenching.
And they kept socking me with it, and my parents wouldn't let me arm myself the next year, and I got socked again.
Arm
I would have been your hype girl and kicked your ass.
I didn't have any shaving cream. All I got was a flimsy can of silly string. What was that going to do?
Nothing.
I had bruises all over my body. It hurt. The kids were dangerous.
This is the perfect opportunity to have a weapon. It's Halloween.
My parents wouldn't let me have a weapon. Dude. No eggs, no shaving cream, not even a roll of toilet paper.
To defend yourself.
No, I tried to tell my parents. They said, stop it. You're not getting beat. I would come home and I had flour sock beatings all over me.
Wait, where is a flour sock? Where again, this is so bizarre.
I guess I grew up in a dangerous neighborhood.
Yeah,
I don't
seriously.
Know. Candy corns and flour socks.
Who comes up with that? Like, that's your weapon of choice. It's like, here's how it's going to go down, guys.
Take
your
dad's socks.
A bunch of flour. Yeah. We're going to go in the pantry. We're going to fill it in a sock.
It's like,
we're going to do some damage.
Like seeing Goodfellas. You know how they put all those billiard balls in the sock? We're going to put
flour.
I went into the pantry. We got extra flour.
We got whole wheat, too.
Two socks. Let's do it.
And I'm not outrunning anybody dressed as the Tin Man, either, you know?
No.
You see him coming, you go, I know, I'm screwed. This is it. Night over. All I've gotten is two Twix.
The left Twix or the right Twix? It's a serious question.
All right, let's get to your epic fail right now. More with Katie Lindahl after the epic fail. Earlier this morning, as this has been a really great show, Julia Rose joined us. Now, Julia was one of the women that flashed a national TV audience at the World Series and was kicked out of baseball for life. She joined us here on the show, and we discussed turtlenecks.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Just takes a quick Google. Shag Mag comes up. Then my page comes up right after it. And you can tell just by looking at my page. I mean, you heard my mom's high school friend kind of give you some input on the kind of content I put out. It's just kind of, you know, a little bit more on the riskier side.
Yeah,
so
I would say.
Think then just...
Do you think that there's any way to actually enforce this? I mean, if you just went to a random ballpark on a random day and didn't wear a Shag Mag t-shirt and didn't flash anybody, could they really keep you out of the ballpark?
And I'm a cute little wild redhead. Don't you forget that, DA.
I mean, in like... Probably if I try within, you know, the next couple, you know, the season's almost over. So next season, you know, maybe I'll be able to sneak into an MLB game. But I guess no sitting, you know, behind home plate anytime soon.
Yeah, okay. So that's possible. But, I mean, if you wore sunglasses, a hat, and, I don't know, a turtleneck or something like that. And
turtleneck.
Couldn't you? Yeah, I'm sure that's the biggest joke. You would never wear something like that.
He doesn't want me bringing Hoochie Mamas back.
Yeah, I definitely plan on, you know... maybe attending a baseball game here and there, but just not, you know, going completely under skies, like you said, turtleneck all the way.
That's what she said.
Do you really dislike wearing shirts and bras?
It's not that I dislike wearing shirts and bras. It's more that I just dislike that.
Get on top of the guy and they'll do a lap dance.
People can look at you differently because of it. You know, you walk in, like you said, if I walked in with a turtleneck, I'd be looked at completely different than if I was topless, which, you know, that's just something... I'd have to deal with it. It's not that I don't like wearing shirts or bras. It's just kind of like...
see if they can hook up with someone.
Why can't I be the same person, whether, you know, if I'm in a suit, turtleneck, topless, bikini, whatever I choose to wear, you know? I'm still the same person.
I hear you. I'm just saying, seeing your social media channels, it seems like you really like not wearing shirts.
I do. I really like pissing people off.
Okay.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Well, send this episode to the Marconi people, the DA show from October 30th, 2019.
That was this morning?
Yeah. Yeah. Senor Pantleg tweets, did Mraz just say once you go king size, you never go back?
Correct.
He did.
I think he did. Paul tweets, I absolutely adore Kitty Lindahl. She is awesome and her costumes always win Halloween.
Thank you so much. It's a day-making tweet.
Now, maybe, didn't you love how Julia Rose just laughed when I suggested wearing a turtleneck? A turtleneck. I don't even own one of those.
Does she own any Zubas? Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
I know. turtleneck.
Does she own a babushka and Zubaz? Yeah.
Do you own a babushka? No? No? Okay.
Okay, so what's your favorite candy?
Well, I actually looked up. That's funny you say that. I looked up the most popular Halloween candies. Do you want to take a guess?
King-size Snickers.
Go ahead, Mraz.
M&M's.
M&M's. Any other guesses?
Reese's Pieces.
Ooh, that's high up there.
No, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes, number one. Number one by 84.2%.
Wow.
But then again, it's a survey. So probably five people, we weren't asked. Right, you know how I feel about polls and surveys. Lies. Okay, we started. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Reese's Miniatures, Twix, Kit Kat, Snickers, Reese's Pieces. Then this is a lie. A Milky Way? No one likes Milky Way.
I love Milky Way.
Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer of The DA Show. Thanks to Sam Rubinoff on The Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on Headlines. And thank you to Katie Lindendahl for coming in today. An amazing guest on Halloween as well, as always. We'll see you tomorrow, everyone. The Mothership Disconnects.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.